this morning we got a call in regard to a shooting at a residence in the 5400 block of Chrysler. When we arrived, a lady came out and said that her daughter had been shot by her boyfriend several times inside the residence. We went in the residence. She was taken to a local hospital where she died a short time later. Immediately after that, actually about 10 minutes after that, we got a call here at Arrowhead Stadium to their practice facility in regard to a person who was in the parking lot armed with a handgun. When the officers arrived, when they were pulling up, they actually observed a black male who had a gun to his head, and he was talking to a couple of coaches out in the parking lot. As officers pulled up and began to park, that's when they heard the gunshot, and it appears the individual took his own life.
And that was here in the practice facility over at Arrowhead?
Or? At the practice facility, actually right in front of the front doors.
Can you specify the times of the first shooting and the second shooting?
We got the first call about 10 minutes till 8, and we received the second call about 10 minutes after 8.
So you think these are connected?
We are. Actually, when we received the first call to Chrysler, the individual that called, the mother of the victim, stated that her daughter's boyfriend is the one who shot her, and he is a Chiefs player.
And they both lived over at Chrysler, is that correct?
I don't know where the victims lived. I do not know.
Okay. So we don't know if this was the girlfriend's home?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you say he was the boyfriend of the mom or the daughter?
The daughter.
20s for the girlfriend, can you confirm that?
Black female in her early 20s, and the suspect slash victim is a black male, a 25-year-old black male.
Just can you comment on anything that we keep coming to Arrowhead? It's just unfortunate. I mean, do you have anything to say about that?
No, I mean, the facility is closed. They have a team meeting this morning at 9:30, but no, as far as when this occurred, there's nobody here.
You mentioned there were some coaches there, though. Were they ever in danger, or were they just trying to talk the player out of it?
No, the coaches said when he pulled up, they were never in danger. He never threatened them or anything. They talked for a little bit, and that's when he shot himself.
Any idea when we might learn the official identities of everyone involved?
Like any other victim, we always give the family time. We contact the family, of course, and then give them time to tell other family members. And I don't believe the victim lived here, so it might take a little while.
Can you give us any indication of what's happening with the Chiefs at this point? Can you speak for them?
I know. I cannot.
Do you know? This is probably going to end up being a pretty high profile incident here. I don't even know where I'm going.
Is there anything else we should know?
No. I mean, I gave you pretty much what I know.
Probably too early to say, but it seemed like a completely personal situation.
Yes. We heard that they had been arguing in the past as far as recently they've been arguing before the shooting occurred this morning.
Just this morning? Had you ever been out, had any calls for service out at that address?
No.
Previous to this?
Okay. No.
And you said that the player shot himself in the head in the parking lot by the practice facility in front of the Chiefs coaches, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Do you know if you've ever been called out on any situations with him before?
No, I do not know. But like I said, it's a name like that, we'd hear about it, and I have not ever heard his name come up.
Is your investigation pretty much cut and dry at this point, or is there anything else we're looking into?
No, you know, there was an eyewitness at the original scene that gave us a suspect description, and it appears the suspect killed himself. So, you know, it's we shouldn't be out here too much longer.
Okay.
Would you ever classify this as murder or suicide?
That's what it appears, yes.
Rumors of Arrowhead being locked down. Is there anything the public needs to know about coming out here?
No. Like I said, we'll be out here for maybe another hour and a half, and then Arrowhead can do as they please as far as opening up the complex. I know they have a big game tomorrow, and Chiefs are still having their meeting today at 9:30. So, yeah, it's going to be, like I said, it's up to Arrowhead security to do as they please with the as far as the parking lot and what they want to do.
Was Arrowhead locked down for a little bit this morning?
It was. Yeah, we actually locked it down for about an hour until we can find out exactly what happened.